I want to tell you a story. And the story is about the energy of Gaia. We've been so many places on the planet, and we've experienced a lot of energy of the land. We've experienced a lot of spiritual places. Now, I should just tell you something that is well known. I am not a sensitive. Do you know what a sensitive is? All right. A sensitive would be somebody who feels energy immediately, maybe see colors, and be aware of energies even as they pass through their aura. I'm not. In fact, I'm just the opposite. People have called me dense. I have to be that way. And in the beginning of my work, I've been doing it for 28 years. In the beginning of my work, I was disappointed that I wasn't a sensitive. I was channeling, and yet I didn't feel all of the energies that the people around me were feeling. And I said to Cryon in the shower, where I talked to Cryon, I get really clean sometimes. I said, why is it that I cannot be a sensitive? And Cryon said, think about it. You travel for a living, you're in a different hotel every night, do you really want to be a sensitive? And I really got it at that point in time. So my denseness is really a shield against feeling too much. But I'm going to tell you two places on the planet where the land spoke to me. But I'm going to tell you those when we get to our second meeting. Monica and I just finished a 44-day tour, starting in the States, going right over to Europe, encompassing 6 countries. We got to be in different parts of the land. We did a few excursions. And I want to tell you a little bit about what we felt, because every piece of land has a different energy. So you look at what we call the Gaia grid, which is Mother Earth, and that's one energy. But the other energy is specific to here. What happened here? Are there portals or ley lines around? Are there other energies interfacing with them? Strength of the magnetic grid, all of these things. What's the geology that might give you a different energy? So this has something that is specific. I'll tell you some secrets, not secrets, but fun things. We've been to many places around the planet where the people don't get around much. They just live there. They don't travel much. This is very common also in Eastern Europe and some other places on that continent. And there'll be some really, really special place. And we will be whispered in our ear. You'll say, you know, this is the heart chakra of the earth. And now I think we have been to 14 heart chakras of the earth. People feel it so strongly that they think, this is it. There isn't any place like this on the planet. And those people are sensitives. And it gets around. And sometimes it becomes tradition. Have you heard of Lourdes? That's a healing tradition. Now, whether anything is happening there today, who knows? I haven't been there personally. But it has a track record, a sensitive tradition of being a place of healing on the planet.
It also has the magnetics that
Cryon. And also, yeah, Cryon actually weighed in on that. Thank you, Mon. She's our archivist, not our anarchist, our archivist. And Cryon actually talked about the water that comes out of Lourdes has come from a source where it has been magnetized. Quite often when water comes out of the ground, like we found this out in several places, and guides tell us it has taken several thousand years for it to go to the water table, come up and gurgle out of the ground right here as a stream, as the headwaters. And I didn't know that. I thought the snow just melted and here it came. So some streams come from the earth and it's taken them a very, very long time to emerge into the daylight. And Cryon said that is magnetized water. So it has come from places where there's lodestone and magnetic energies of the planet and come out. So that's part of perhaps one of the reasons why it had some healing properties. Let me start where we were. First time ever, Monica and I took a tour with our host, Ilan, to Monument Valley. Anybody go there with us? No. Okay, all right. Monument Valley, what do you know about that? You've seen pictures. It's the Wild West. If you're an East Coaster, you know, there's no Indians there, except the ones that greet you, that are friendly. But it is the absolute Wild West. Is where John Wayne did a lot of his movies, and it is stellar. But what makes it interesting, we never, ever expected. And that is, there's no real foliage there. There's no trees there. It is desert, 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 with rocks, with pinnacles that stand up like monuments. Therefore, when the wind blows, you don't hear it. And when you're in a group and you're taken out and everything is still, the silence is deafening. Now that's an oxymoron, but do you know what I mean? You're not ready for it. If you think about it, we always have some sounds someplace. Even at home, you know, you'll hear your refrigerator go on and off in the other room. And there's always something. If you're surrounded by the electrical grid at all, some are sensitive just to the hum that's there. But you get out in that desert, I've never experienced anything like it. That was a Gaia I had never felt before. And in that place, we had healings because it spoke to people in ways that it never spoke before. Cryon talked about that land as a land that needed to be healed. So he always weighs in a little bit on the energy because of what happened there in the West. We move from there to a country I'm going to talk about in our second session today. And then we go on over to, let me just tell, I think the next one in the series would be Mont Blanc. Because I'm skipping the other one, yeah. Mont Blanc is in France, and Cryon has called it a node. Now, if you want to know about the nodes and the nulls of the planet, this is brand new information. It has nothing to do with portals or ley lines. It is something that has been developed since 2012, and it's on Monica's site about where they are, what they are, the difference between them, and the explanation of how they were developed. If you're interested, Monica will tell you the name of her site, and you can go there. So we're going to go on an excursion up the mountain. I think it was about 3,000 meters, about 11,000 feet. And so, of course, there's snow and everything else up there, and there's mountain climbers and skiers. I felt that one. I felt that one not because it was cold. You can see some pictures on our audio site of that. And you go up in a cable car, and it's funny, you're warm when you start and get in the cable car, and you go up, when you get to the mountain, it's below zero. So there's no trudging up to it. It's just, you know, one moment you're not, and one moment you are. I felt that one. And it was so pristine that when we held some tonings and a channeling, a very short channeling, a short channeling that was so powerful, most of the people were weeping. And this tells me that there's an energy there at the place. You cannot describe it. And so that was the other one that we encompassed in the 44 days. We came back, and we just came from Yellowstone. Now, Yellowstone has another attribute, and it's the same attribute as the Big Island of Hawaii. What is it? Geothermal, active volcano. Yellowstone is an active volcano, a big one. That's why there's geysers and hot, what do you want to call them, hot pools and things. I want to be careful, they're not hot tubs. There are some people been killed thinking they were. So they are geothermal pools, and if you've seen some of our photos there, again on our Facebook and on our audio site, you see that they are majestic in their color. But it's got an energy. It's raw. It's raw earth. The magma of the earth is right underneath, just a couple of miles from your feet, which is very, very unusual. It's a hot spot. And that carries very powerful energy. People come to that area, they never leave, just like the Big Island of Hawaii. We've done numbers of excursions in Hawaii, and on several of them, people were so impressed they couldn't leave. And they ended up buying land and moving there. And so that is the interesting, that's the Gaia feeling. What it is a relationship to the planet. You'll see on my website, if you notice, if you care, there will be a channeling appearing in this written section called the Five Alignments. And one of them is with nature. And that is what Kryon speaks about when he comes to these kinds of places. So what I want to do next is to let Monica speak a little. We're going to have a short meditation by Dr. Amber Wolf, who is with us and will be with us on the weekend. I know not all of you are coming on the weekend, and some of you are, so it's a chance for you to hear her. And then we'll have a short Kryon channeling. Okay?
So before I start, I actually want to give a big thank you to Blair and Joan for putting this together. They've done a magnificent job. It was 2015 when we were here, and I said to Blair, really want to do an excursion in this area. I had a quick drive around someone, Lee's friend took us for a quick drive, and I was just mesmerized by the forest. And Blair, without hesitating, said, yep, I'll do it. So this is something she has pulled together. It's an enormous feat logistically and everything technically to get it all coordinated. And thank you, Gaia, for cooperating with the weather. So briefly, I want to just talk about a term called nature deficit disorder. It was coined by a gentleman called Richard Louv in 2005. He wrote a book called Last Child in the Woods. And the essence of the book was talking about our society that has more and more children indoors, disconnected from being outdoors and in the experience of nature, and the side effects that this was happening, creating, mainly in behaviours and also well-being. So there's a movement now. He's written another book called Vitamin N. N is for nature. So I love that we are now starting to embrace having educators and parents actively engaging their children and themselves to go out into nature. And what can you do? Well, just by being here, you're already doing something. You are absorbing all of the elements that Gaia has here for you. And one of the things Richard talks about is the partnership with nature. This is a gentleman who's not metaphysical necessarily. He's not using the spiritual line to bring these teachings in. And yet we have someone talking about your relationship with nature from a heart-based level. So an awakening is happening on the planet, and the awakening begins with your partnership with Gaia. Things that make it special for children, it's special places or special people. They're the two kind of components that will really trigger their imagination, trigger their sense of awe and wonder, rather than they have to be punished to go camping because they're on their iPhone. That's not necessarily going to create and foster a wonderful relationship and connection with nature. So it's about having it in ways where they can really connect and engage. And everyone here has come here for a reason. And it's to be with Gaia, because all of you have a personal relationship with Gaia. And it doesn't matter if you're in a city in the office. We're all breathing the same air created by Gaia. When you close your eyes and think about an experience with Gaia, you're connecting in that very moment. So Gaia transcends time and space. It's always in the now moment. And the invitation is there for you to incorporate Gaia in a daily basis, a daily acknowledgement. The elementals love hearing from you. They love their sense of appreciation because they're here in support of us. And the more that we can connect and support Gaia, the more that she works in partnership with us. And also, when we go through the meditation and channel, we're actually in Gaia connecting to the one source through Kryon. All of the elements are here with us. And so I invite you to take that in personally, but then transmit that out globally to our brothers and sisters who are in places that don't necessarily have this around them in this moment, but they can still feel it. They feel it through your field, and they feel it through the field that Gaia is transmitting to them. So thank you all for being here and being part of this journey with us. And it's going to enhance your life. Absolutely, 100%, I know that. So thank you. I'm going to hand over to Lee.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Yeah.
Dr. Wolf, will you come? Aww. Dr. Amber comes from Colorado. Monica and I have come from California. And as I said, she's been with us now for years, presenting with me and the team. And you'll see her on the weekend doing her thing very profoundly. And one of the traditions we have when she's here is she leads a nice little meditation before the chant.
Hello, everybody. Wonderful to see you. Those of you that I know, which are quite a few in this group, and the ones that I don't, it's wonderful to share this space and this time with you. If you've listened to a Kryon channel that's happened on a weekend, you've heard my voice before it. That's me. So it's fun to meet the faces that hear my voice and maybe for you to meet me. When I knew that we were going to do this excursion, I began to tune in to this area, to the crystalline grid of this area. We've been here, I've been here with Lee two other times, but we've never really made it out of the hotel. And that's kind of the nature of our work in the States, is from the airport to the hotel for a weekend and then back in the plane and back to the next place. But to be able to come to a place that has this energy with all of you to share this is a huge, huge step up, not just for us, but for what happens to the planet when we're here, when we're in this realization, when we are having this event together, because it affects all of the world when one of us has a shift. So the grid of this place, which is filled with crystals, I don't know if you feel them underneath your feet, but we are on the earth, really on the earth. I get to say that now when I don't always get to say that in a hotel. It's underneath us somewhere, but here we get to be right on it. So what I'd like to invite you to do is just close your eyes and take a deep breath with me. And take another one, big breath in through the nose. And just let your body feel itself right where it is, right in the space that you're sitting, standing. And with your eyes closed, you can tune in to the energy coming up through your feet, through Gaia, saying, hello, beautiful being. Thank you for coming out to play with us today. And as you relax into that support from Gaia, tune into the beautiful sound current that is the soundtrack of our day today. And feel it as the ohm of the earth. Feel that one harmonic and let it permeate you. Let it penetrate you. Let it take you more and more deeply into this place of receiving from the elements where we are. when we expand ourselves into the elements and we invite the elements to expand into us, we form a beautiful synchronicity, a harmony, where we are suspended, floating, open and receptive, so that the healing that's available here comes in and does its magic, gives it to us, whatever we're asking for. We don't even need to know what that is. We just need to say yes and receive. And with the message from Kryon, we can expand ourselves more and more into that energy of crystalline, sound current, Gaia, and love.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those of you who have not heard channeling before, and there are some, it is no different than you standing in the forest and feeling something you want to say to the trees. It is a flow of intuition that comes from a source within you or outside you that is unexplainable, that wells up if you have something to say. Let me paint the picture for those who are listening to this. We are in a beautiful forest with an active waterfall behind us that you might be able to hear on the recording. It is a glorious day. The temperature is perfect. And I want to tell you something I've never said before. Some of you have what is called a smartphone. And you have gone to what is called an app. And you've looked at what the weather should be where you sit. And it says thunderstorm. Dear ones, never pay attention to an app on your smart device for a Kryon event. Time after time, the sun has come out just long enough for the channel. Time after time, light workers and old souls, their energy alone would clear the skies. Do you believe in such things? Yes. Dear ones, this is what we teach, that the consciousness of humanity is far more powerful than anything that you've ever been told. And collectively, it's enormous. I want to talk about the land. I want to give you a perspective, a perception, perhaps, you don't get when you walk the trails here. Some of you are sensitive to Gaia, and that's why you're here. You may have been called a tree hugger by others. It just means that you are sensitive to the beauty and the energy of the land. You love it, you appreciate it, and you see that there is a partnership here. In this, your modern culture today, the partnership must be rekindled to a certain degree. For Gaia is a partner that really is significant when it comes to the shift. I want you to know what's happened here. If you had to put a word onto what you feel here, besides beauty, or peacefulness, or majesty, the word I'm going to use today is honoring. And dear ones, that did not necessarily come from you. It came from the humans that you call the ancestors. Now, some of them were indigenous. Some of them were not. This is a puzzle that your historians someday will solve. If you go back 500 years, maybe six, you'll be looking at basically what you call the indigenous. You have been told that they were up to 10 indigenous tribes who would make this their home at different times during that history. The name that is prominent is Cherokee. Now that is current history. That's what you know from what you find. Also, there are still elders in some of those indigenous who have held the talking stick, and they have sensed and also have reported what they know from their ancestors and their ancestors. And so you have a good idea of what took place here. But there's more. This area is fertile. And the kind of indigenous that moved through here were the kind that would not stay in one place that long. So they would move around. This means that there are no grand structures for you to discover and find. There will be some things that you will discover, but not the kind of things you would have perhaps in other continents. The reason they move so often is because they followed the hunt. They followed that which fed them. And the area was ripe for all of this. As the seasons went by, they would move to the best places for fishing, for the animals. This was a place of honor because all of the ancients knew of a partnership with Gaia, all of them. And so there was so much ceremony around the partnership, around the weather, around that which would give them the seeds of the food they need, the animals, the fish, and eventually the crops. But that's modern history, very modern. We have told you before that there is one culture, a civilization, on this planet that has not changed for 40,000 years, the Aborigine. Proof that the human being was here at least that long ago, and yet your history stops at about 9 to 14,000 years. Dear ones, what do you think was here 20,000 years ago? 10, perhaps. And I will tell you, there were civilizations here, not necessarily indigenous. They're ancients. Many of them came from other places. Does this beg the question, was there a civilization before yours? And was there a civilization in America before yours? And the answer is yes. The giveaways are not in the monuments or the buildings, but in the way they got their resources. Look for mining that is too old to be there. Look for evidence of Europeans 10,000, maybe 15,000 years ago. This land has been known by the planet, the ancients, and the indigenous. You are the new stewards. You've only been here for 200 years. As you sit in this place, you see it is stewarded. It is honored. It has been set aside so that you can enjoy it. That is the mark of an evolved consciousness. And this will continue. Dear ones, there are those of you who are activists in making sure that there are areas like this that continue to be pristine. I'll tell you, your job will get easier. Because the consciousness that is coming is one that will start to see the partnership of the land. Right now, there are school excursions to here so that young people and children can see it for themselves. And in the future, some will be changed forever, even in the simple walk you took or sitting by the falls. And Gaia will speak to them in a new energy like it never has spoken before. And they will feel it and know it and go tell their friends who will feel it and know it. So the honoring of the land is about to come back. Not quickly, but through generations, it's not going to get worse. It's going to get better. We have told you this, and there are those who will argue and say there is nothing right now that shows any of this, Kryon. And I'll say that's because it's right now. There are things coming, and they will show themselves. A consciousness that voters in this land will all agree with to keep the areas pristine, clean, and honored. To bring in the shamans and the indigenous that are still around and let them talk of what the land says so that you can hear it from one and those who know. That's enough for now. There'll be more. And so it is.